This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Putin has made it clear in several interviews that he is well aware of how U.S. presidents come and go. And U.S. policy never changes.
Президенты приходят и уходят, а политика не меняется. Знаете почему? Потому что очень сильна власть бюрократии. Вот человека избрали, он приходит с одними идеями, к нему приходят люди с кейсами, хорошо одетые и в темных, как у меня, костюмах, но только не с красным галстуком, а с черным или с темно-синим. И начинают объяснять, как нужно делать. И все сразу меняется, понимаете? Это происходит от одной администрации к другой.
Putin is well aware that it is the CIA who directs U.S. policy, and it is the intelligence agencies of NATO countries who have been covertly instigating war with Russia for decades. In the Tucker Carlson interview at the Kremlin, President Putin seemed to be speaking directly to the CIA, twice playfully hinting that Tucker is a representative of the intelligence organization.
With the backing of whom?
При поддержке ЦРУ, конечно.
With the backing of CIA, of course. The organization you wanted to join back in the day, as I understand.
Хотя это серьезно.
We should thank God they didn't let you in. Although, it is a serious organization. I understand.
Who blew up Nord Stream?
You for sure.
I was busy that day. Nate, I did not blow up Nord Stream. Thank you, though.
У вас лично, может быть, есть алиби? У вас лично.
You personally may have an alibi, but the CIA has no such alibi.
And the CIA responded to Putin via their New York Times media outlet in the recent article, The Spy War, How the CIA Secretly Helps Ukraine Fight Putin. The article admits that the CIA, operating through three different presidential administrations, has transformed the Ukraine into Washington's most important intelligence partners against the Kremlin. They have secretly trained and equipped Ukrainian intelligence officers over the past decade and constructed a network of 12 secret bases along the Russian border used to launch cross-border attacks on Russian territory. This means the CIA is responsible for the attacks on oil refineries and energy infrastructure. The article describes secret underground command centers established near the Russian border, financed and equipped by the CIA. A CIA program called Operation Goldfish enabled Ukrainians to hack into Russian military networks, break into satellites, and decode secret conversations. 2 years after the 2014 Western-backed coup in Ukraine, the CIA set up training programs for an elite Ukrainian commando force known as Unit 2245. The CIA trained Ukrainian spies who operate inside of Russia, across Europe, and in other places where Russia operates. The article points out that this operation may have been hidden from Trump. While Trump's rhetoric was friendly to Russia, his administration of anti-Russia war hawks, such as Mike Pompeo and John Bolton, kept Western aggression moving forward, which is what Putin has been pointing out for years. Presidents come and go, and the policy never changes. The article says nothing about the several bioweapons labs that the U.S. admitted to having along Russia's border. Some of these labs were seized by the Russian Federation, who say they are preparing to release a report on them, but have so far remained silent. Putin has made it clear that Russia's actions in Ukraine was in response to decades of hostile U.S.-NATO military expansion on Russian borders, and the CIA is now admitting this to be true. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reiss.
The year is 2019. 2030, the World Economic Forum's agenda unfolds, ushering in an era where AI seeks to dominate. In this world of steel and algorithms, there's a ray of hope for humanity. It's Bodies from InfoWarsStore.com. This revolutionary blend of ancient herbs and modern science stands as a symbol of resistance. It's not just about combating inflammation. It's about making your body feel invincible in the info war. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and order yours before the sale is terminated.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host this evening. We'll be taking calls in about an hour and then showing some great reports, some great interviews between Alex Jones himself and Richard Hirschman, the renowned embalmer, as well as the new 30 Minutes episode from Owen Schroyer, interviewing the same great, fascinating guest. And one thing that really struck me about this guest in particular that we're going to show you in an hour and a half or so is just how earnest and composed he was. I really thought that he just hit it home. Unlike others who seem totally unhinged, got this new report here from the Gateway Pundit. Two sides of the same extremist coin. We're going to run clip 13 in a second. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak equates Islamist extremists to the far right. Well, at least he's anti-Islamic extremists. UK Prime Minister delivered a speech this week comparing the Islamic extremists to the far right. This is where we are in London. Let's go ahead and run it and see what he had to say.
Islamist extremists and the far right feed off and embolden each other. They are equally desperate to pretend that their violence is somehow justified, when actually these groups are two sides of the same extremist coin. Neither group accept that change in our country can only come through the peaceful democratic process. Both loathe the pluralist modern country we are. Both want to set Britain against Britain, to weaponize the evils of anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim hatred for their own ends. The faith of Islam, peacefully practiced by millions of our fellow citizens, is emphatically not the same thing as the extremist political ideology of Islamism, which aims to separate Muslims from the rest of society. Islamist extremists and far-right groups are spreading a poison. That poison is extremism. It aims to drain us of our confidence in ourselves as a people and in our shared future. They want us to doubt ourselves, to doubt each other, to doubt our country's history and achievements. They want us to accept a moral equivalence between Britain and some of the most despicable regimes in the world. They want us to believe that our country, and the West more generally, is solely responsible for the world's ills, and that we, along with our allies, are the problem. In short, they want to destroy our confidence and hope. We must not allow that to happen. When these groups claim that Britain is and has been on the wrong side of history, we should reject it and reject it again.
It looks kind of like Muslim Milo, doesn't it? Where do I begin with that? I mean, Do I really have to explain how right-wing extremism and radical Islamic extremism are different? And how do I explain how they're different without seemingly endorsing right-wing extremism? Because I'm not. Well, maybe I am. What does it mean to be right-wing extremist? What does it really mean? I mean, when you say right-wing extremist, automatically has connotations of the Third Reich, which I'm absolutely opposed to. I'm opposed to fascism. I'm opposed to the eradication of a people or the antagonism of a people simply because of their race or other immutable characteristics. But right-wing extremism, it's just this broad stroke criticism that we constantly hear from the left to alienate and villainize good people who love their own country and their own culture. I would never advocate for Western culture to invade Iran and ruin their existing culture. They should have a right to be what they are. But shouldn't London have a right to be what it is? And England have a right to be what it is? Shouldn't the United States of America have a right to be what it is? But when we look at right-wing extremism, whatever that means, and we compare it to radical extremist Islam, they're diametrically different, diametrically opposed, if not themselves opposites of sorts. But maybe this is what he's talking about. Maybe he's talking about this clip from Italy from just a few weeks ago. As these migrants flood into these countries in Europe, we are seeing a rise in right-wing extremism. Let's see what happened in Italy just a few weeks ago. Hundreds performed the fascist salute. So it was a ceremony in Rome commemorating the death of three teenagers killed in political violence. Keep rolling it. I know it's a short clip. And the host or moderator of the event basically shouts out for our fallen comrades or something like that. Everyone shouts present and gives the salute. That salute is illegal in Italy. These hundreds of people lined up don't seem to mind the Italian flag proudly being waved there. So if you hate right-wing extremism, if you hate fascism so much, then why do all of your policies exacerbate this problem? Because the more you allow your country to be invaded by foreigners who refuse to assimilate to the established culture, I'm not talking about immigrants, I'm talking about migrants, people who come here not to be us, or go to Italy not to be Italian, or go to England not to be English, but they just migrate there, so they go to England to remain Gazan or Palestinian, or they go to the United States to remain Mexican or German or Chinese, or they go to Italy to remain Nigerian and not assimilate, then you're going to create a bitterness among the local population. And it's not just because of things like Guatemalan illegals arrested for raping 11-year-old girl at her home in Utah, or the Biden co-chair downplaying Riley's death, saying that the issue is not that migrants committed crimes, or the fact that in the United States, illegal aliens will get interest-free home loans under new Democratic California bill. It's not just stuff like that. It's when you go into a neighborhood and you can't recognize anything about it. It's when you perpetually struggle because of the corruption of your own government, because of the inflation of its policies, where it taxes you by printing money without even voting on it, without even taking money out of your account, where it perpetually screws you over, and then you hear about benefit after benefit for migrant after migrant. When you hear that Americans are put last over and over again, when our government protects every single nation's border except the border of our own nation, you're going to create fascists. And I don't like fascism as much as anybody else hates fascism. But damn, is it hard not to be a right-wing extremist when all of the leftism that we've seen over the last several years has perpetuated the struggling of me, my friends, and my family. when you worry at night about whether or not you're going to be able to save enough for a mortgage or whether you're going to be able to make your mortgage payment, you hear that foreigners are being given interest-free loans. When you're forced to send your kids to public schools and you hear that foreigners are now allowed to be on the school board or lead the election commission. Just more news like that coming out as well. When you go into the grocery store and you come out with less than is on your list, but you see that $10,000 is just given to any migrant in New York City to get set up. When you can barely pay your own cell phone bill and they're given cell phones. When you can barely pay your own rent and they're given apartments. I mean, how many times do we have to get screwed by this issue before we're a right-wing extremist nation? I'm coming out with a book in a couple of months called The Rise of American Populism, a handbook for right-wing extremism. And I tell you what, putting that book together, it was an alarming experience. When you really look in and list all the things that our political class has done over the last several years, not just the last 50 years, but over the last several years, perpetually selling out our interests to those of foreign nations, foreign nationals coming to this country, just being let right in, crime after crime. You want to stop right-wing extremism.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Right-wing extremism prevails. Outrageous abuse of power. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Biden accused of illegally using taxpayer funds to help his 2024 campaign with new student voter scheme. How many more headlines do we have to hear like this before we wake up? How many more policies or programs or departments have to be created by our government before we realize that all of this is just a power laundering scheme where you do things like erase the debt of a massive swath of student voters or previous student voters just so that you can buy their votes? There's nothing that the Democrats do that's actually designed to help anyone or support anyone in a legitimate way. All of their schemes, all of their policies, departments, and programs are designed to garner more votes for them at the expense of the taxpayer. And they gave Romney so much crap for saying that only 47% of Americans pay income tax. As if that was racist. But it was true, wasn't it, when he said it? Isn't it true that less than half of Americans pay all the taxes? And I guarantee that over half of those taxes go to either foreign interests or the aid of those who don't pay into the system. Even with the student loans that have been washed out. My neighbor, he's got student loan debt. None of it was forgiven because he makes too much money, or he made too much money. So they take from one section of America, give to the other. And then they act like the whole reason they're doing it is because they want to help out so much. But we know that's not true. Otherwise, it wouldn't be bombing every nation in the world. The only reason they're doing it is because they're trying to buy political favor among major demographics in our country so they can buy the votes with our tax dollars. So they're taking taxes from you and me and others. And they're using the taxes they steal from us in order to buy the votes of the people that we are voting against. This is why income tax never should have been legalized in the first place. I mean, we know that it was used during the Civil War. The Supreme Court ruled that income tax was illegal. So what did they do? Oh, they just amended the Constitution. How is it that they were able to amend the Constitution to legalize income tax in this country? What state in its right mind would have enough political support to support an amendment to the Constitution that would allow for the creation of an income tax? There's no way. Back in 1913 or whatever year it was, the income tax amendment passed, that they would have been allowed, that they would have had the support to do that. Do you think that the culture in the United States of America in the first half of the 20th century, in the first decade of the 20th century, was going to be all excited about an income tax? I mean, we just got out of a major civil war over slavery. Do you think any of the southern states would have just been happy to ratify an income tax to the Union government that they fought a brutal war against just 30 or 40 years earlier? I think that might have been perhaps one of the greatest scams in terms of stolen elections or stolen votes in the history of our country. I find it very hard to believe that they were able to legally, in a legitimate way, in the legitimate electoral process, ratify an amendment to the Constitution that would have allowed for an income tax to a federal government that half the country had just been at war with and hated still. I tell you what, there's a few things that I hate more than income tax in this country. I mean, think about it. One out of every 4 hours that you work, one out of every 4 days of your life is given directly to the federal government. You're telling me slavery is illegal in this country? Oh, it's just part-time slavery, so technically it's not a violation of the 13th Amendment. Please! It's not slavery because you can choose what your job is, but if everything you own, or if 25% of everything you own goes to the government, then how is that not slavery? If I have to pay property tax on my home, then how can you say that I own my home if I have to pay rent in order to own it? Otherwise, the government's going to put a lien on it and seize it and sell it. Please. This is not a free country anymore. And you're wondering why right-wing extremism is coming about? Yeah, maybe it's because you've been screwing me and my family and my people and my culture and insulting all of the above for 100 years. And then when there's a war, you draft us all to go fight and die in it. Come to find out, years later, in retrospect, the whole reason the war started was a lie. Whether it was Vietnam, whether it was Korea, whether it was World War II, whether it was 9/11 and Iraq and Afghanistan and the hundreds of thousands of civilians that were killed. And don't get me wrong, I'm not going to sit up here and pretend on InfoWars while we broadcast to millions of listeners. I'm not going to sit up here and pretend that I have a particular affectionate place in my heart for civilians of other nations. I care about them to the extent that anybody cares about any other human being, which, frankly, isn't that much. But it doesn't mean that I want to fund their murder or their massacre. It doesn't mean that I want my sons and daughters to go fight in wars over there to perpetuate this massacre, to create enemies for my people and my culture here. I love the West. I love Christianity. I love capitalism. And most of all, I love freedom and the truth and free speech. That's where my heart is. So when I'm complaining about the death of civilians anywhere else in the world, it's not because I'm just this humanitarian person. It's because I don't want the entire world to hate my country and then therefore be determined to destroy my way of life, because I love the way of life. I love the freedom, which we so easily seem to have forgotten in this country. They want to fight right-wing extremism. You want to fight right-wing extremism. Don't give right-wing extremists an excuse to hate you. I used to be just a regular old Republican. Whoever was on the ticket, boom, 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 no problem. Yeah, I like lower taxes, easier things, Christian values. I used to just be sort of this neocon, Nikki Haley, speech-going, young Republican guy. I'm in student government because I like Republican ideas. This naive, conservative young man. Now I'm radicalized. Now I am an extremist. I don't call for violence. I'm not that type of an extremist. I'm not a terrorist. But I tell you what, I have been baptized by the fire of leftist globalism, of leftist corruption, and I am radicalized. And it's not because I'm nuts. It's because of the abuse of power that has been perpetuated by this establishment, by this political class, for decades, which is culminating in a climax right now before our eyes when they imprison all of our protesters, when they try to get the most popular candidate off the ballot in several states, when they throw elections, when they do everything they can to silence me and abuse me and steal from me. Of course I'm going to be radicalized. What kind of a sane person would I be if I wasn't an extremist? Radical problems call for radical solutions, folks. And they're acting like it's because we're nuts or hateful or bigoted or racist. We're none of those things. We're sick of being abused time and time again. We're not going to fall for your Stockholm Syndrome crap. I'm done. I am so done playing games. Jones had a great segment last week. He said, oh, the devil is real. The devil's as real as it gets. And I'm not going to play games with these people anymore. And I don't know what else to do. I'm trying to raise awareness. I don't know what else we can do. The best you could do is go to InfoWarsStore.com. For the reason that we're still in the air, share these clips, share these broadcasts everywhere that you can. Go to @RealAlexJones on Twitter and put some money in the Alex Jones' right tip jar at the top of the profile. But if you can't afford to do that, and I don't blame you because I'm broke too, if you can't afford to do that, then at least share the broadcast. If you wish that you could give $50, but you can't, then share 50 different clips, 50 different times over the next 25 days. Two clips a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and that will be enough. The best you can is good enough. But raise awareness. Spread the word. The truth resonates with those who seek it, and all good people must be met with the truth because they will see it, and they will share it, and they will perpetuate it. And an awakening is enough to take back power in this country. We don't need violence. We don't need terrorism. We don't need to break the law or to abuse anything or anyone. We just need to wake up. So visit InfoWarsStore.com. Get what you can. Get TurboForce Plus, my favorite product. Be the reason that we're still on the air. And stick with us, folks, for more news on the other side.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce.
But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with Turbo Force, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried Turbo Force, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get Turbo Force today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get Turbo Force now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Alex Jones Show. The crew just put this new story on my desk. I was about ready to calm down. Watch. Attorney General Garland vows to shut down voter ID election integrity laws. We're going to run this clip in a second. Joe Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland vowed Sunday to shut down efforts to bolster election integrity, including voter ID and mail-in ballot restrictions. Let's run and see what he had to say. Communist cuck.
The right to vote
is still under attack. And that is why the Justice Department is fighting back. That is why one of the first things I did when I came into office was to double the size of the voting section of the Civil Rights Division. That is why we are challenging efforts by states and jurisdictions to implement discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary restrictions on access to the ballot, including those related to mail-in voting,
RFK Jr.,
drop boxes, and voter ID requirements. That is why we are working to block the adoption of discriminatory redistricting plans that dilute the vote of black voters and other voters of color.
I tell you what, Toe Sucker, why aren't you doing something about school children sucking toes in school? I saw this clip on Jones's X account, at Real Alex Jones, and it blew my mind. I said I would be in an orange jumpsuit if somebody coerced my kid into doing this. Jones replied, me too. Check this out, clip four. This is 25 seconds of kids, and they're censored out. This is disturbing. So I'm just going to warn the audience, this is disturbing. Sucking toes of teachers, little kids. Look at this. They're on their bellies in a gymnasium, kissing the feet and sucking the toes of their teachers.
He is devouring them!
For a fundraiser, and it's being celebrated. It's the most disturbing, sickening thing I have ever seen on the internet, aside from people exploding and being beheaded by terrorists. Why isn't Garland coming out and saying anything about that? Why aren't these teachers being arrested? Can you imagine if some teacher or babysitter or administrator had your kids sucking on their toes and bragged about it and celebrated it as part of some sort of school fundraiser? But, oh, we have a major problem in this country, according to Garland, with voter restrictions. That's a major issue. Or right-wing extremism is a major issue. I think the toe-sucking schools is a bigger issue than voter restrictions. Don't you think that maybe this is child abuse? If this happened to my kid, I would be in a jumpsuit. You'd see my face in a jumpsuit on the news. InfoWars host arrested. I'm not going to say anything more explicit. They could get me into trouble. But that is a major, disgusting problem. I hate to even look at it. It's one of those things you have to look at it so that you're aware and so that you know what's going on. But it makes you sick to your stomach to even see this. Video of foot looking at Oklahoma school sparks anger. Keep it on the screen. I'm going to read a little bit of this. Footage showing students at an Oklahoma high school licking toes as part of a charity fundraiser Thursday. This is Thursday. Has gone viral on social media. The incident took place at the Deer Creek High School in Edmond as part of an assembly called the Clash of Classes. Oh! That students paid to attend. So not only are they making your kids suck their toes, but they're making your kids pay to do it. The event was held to raise money for Not Your Average Joe, a coffee shop in Oklahoma City that employs people with physical or mental disabilities. Oh, now it's starting to make sense. In a statement, the Deer Creek School District said all those who took part were volunteers and added that the high school raised $152,000 over a week of fundraising for the coffee shop. However, Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters branded the event disgusting and said there would be an investigation. Yeah. Because that's pedophilia. You're having kids pay to perform a sexual act or a sexualized act on teachers. What teacher would participate? I can't imagine if I was going to show up at a fundraiser for a local coffee shop that helped retards get jobs. I can't imagine if I was sitting there and everybody started taking their shoes and socks off, letting someone else's kid, let alone my own kid, never my own kid, never someone else, no kid at all, but just some other random kid suck on my toes. Are you kidding me? Who allows that to happen and thinks that's okay? It's not a lapse of judgment. It's indicative of a deep sickness. But right-wing extremism is the problem. Oh, but voter ID laws are the problem. Voter restrictions are the problem. We should have AI teaching our students. Yeah, teaching our students that sucking toes is okay. What does Gemini have to say about that? Absolutely, absolutely unbelievable. Speaking of Gemini and diversity, equity, and inclusion, let's take a look at this new report. And a huge win for DeSantis, University of Florida fires all diversity, equity, and inclusion staff. Example of somebody who is a much better governor than candidate. Following a mandate by the Florida Board of Governors, the University of Florida has fired all DEI, that's diversity, equity, and inclusion, staff effective immediately. Quote, to comply with the Florida Board of Governors Regulation 9.016 on prohibited expenditures, the University of Florida has closed the Office of the Chief Diversity Officer, eliminated DEI positions and administrative appointments, and halted DEI-focused contracts with outside vendors, reads a statement from the Provost J. Scott Engel. Quote, under the direction of UF Human Resources, university employees whose positions were eliminated will receive UF standard 12 weeks of pay. Wow. That is outstanding news. And I hope that it happens everywhere, because as long as teachers are getting their toes sucked by students, something radical needs to be changed. I'm telling you, like I said before in the last segment, radical problems require radical solutions. Extreme problems require extremist solutions. Fire them all. Eliminate the positions. Do everything within our power to ensure that no leftist occupies the halls of power in any form, from local to federal to state, at all, ever. You want a one-party state? Let's give them a one-party state. Let's give them an America First Party. Let's revamp, rework, entirely change, and morph the entire Republican Party so that it's an America First Party, a MAGA party, not about Trump. Transcends Trump itself, because one day Trump's going to be gone and this mission is going to be incomplete. Let's make the Republican Party the MAGA Party. Let's embrace MAGA Republicans. Let's embrace MAGA Republicanism. Let's embrace right-wing extremism, fanaticism, radicalism, all while following the law. No violence, no criminality, but let's have extreme solutions to these extreme problems, because sitting around for the last 50 years, especially the last 10 years, doesn't seem to have been working. Every time we concede or try to throw a bone to the left, expecting some sort of reciprocity on the next issue down the road, it never seems to actually happen. So let's stop throwing bones and let's start throwing stones. It's time. It's time for us to stop throwing bones and start throwing stones. Fire all of these people. Eradicate all of these people from the halls of power. They can go and work somewhere else. They can go and get elected in some other country for all I care. But we should never, ever be electing them in any capacity whatsoever. It's so funny, too, because I was driving the other day, and I'm always nervous when I drive because I don't register my car. I'd rather pay the ticket than pay for the registration fee and spend 4 hours at the DMV. It's a total waste of time and money. It doesn't make any logical sense for me to register my vehicle. So my vehicle hasn't been registered since 2019, and I haven't gotten in trouble for it so far. I think it's because I have California plates, and I live in Texas, and the Texas cops just aren't accustomed to seeing California plates, so they can't see that the year is like 2019 on them. So I'm sitting behind this cop, thinking about how I'm going to handle when the light turns green so that I don't go in front of the cop and the cop doesn't see my registration. I see APDrecruiting.org or APRecruiting.org, one of those. Austin Police Department Recruiting. And it's just so funny to me, because wasn't it just a handful of years ago or months ago when they were defunding the police? And now they're desperately trying to recruit, but nobody wants to do the job. Because these leftist policies are designed to eradicate our country, our culture, our way of life, our way of thinking, our approach to the prosperity of humanity itself from the face of the earth. Stick with us, folks. More news on the other side, and then your calls. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we are still on the air.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing
turmeric is for inflammation for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host this evening. We're going to be taking calls in a few minutes. I want to encourage everyone in the listening audience, or the viewing audience, to call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. I'm going to give the crew a chance to screen some of those calls, and then we'll start taking them right at the top of the hour. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. We'll be doing calls for almost 30 minutes straight. We'll have one-minute break in there, but pretty much 30 minutes straight at the top of the hour. And then getting into some awesome interviews with Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, and renowned embalmer known as Richard Hirschman. Absolutely outstanding performance on the Alex Jones Show this week. And what I expect to be an outstanding interview with Owen Schroyer on Owen Schroyer's new podcast called 30 Minutes. Half as long, twice as good as 60 Minutes. In the meantime, let's get into some other news. Canadian head of pathogens collaborated with CHICOM military at Winnipeg Biolaw, and Trudeau covered it up. Documents released this week exposed the reason behind the suspicious firing of Canada's top pathogens researcher back in 2019, as they revealed the government scientists had close ties with the Chinese military. Wow. The son of Castro happens to have associations with the Communist Party. Whoever would have thought? Meanwhile, the CCP orders the destruction of all COVID data nationwide. Chinese government has demanded a nationwide purge of all COVID-19 data within its healthcare system, according to reports. A source from Changsha Hunan, who goes by Mr. Chen, more Chens than a Chinese phone book, told the Epic Times that a connection who holds a high rank at a local hospital disclosed that information to him. He told me directly the government is instructing health departments across the country to eradicate all COVID-19-related data, including information on the entire epidemic prevention process and vaccination records. Must obliterate all data without leaving a trace, and computer records must be deleted entirely, said Mr. Chen. Well, very interesting that the nation likely behind this biolab leak funded by the United States with illegal gain-of-function research is deleting all of its data. Remember when it came out in September 2019? Maybe you guys don't even know this. September 2019, the Wuhan Institute put out a contract bid for a whole entire new ventilation system at their facilities. And that kind of disappeared out of nowhere after the rumors circulated that COVID-19 might have started at the Wuhan lab. You remember that? Now they're deleting all the data relating to all of this. That's why you can never trust anything from the CCP. I hate it when I see leftist site data provided by the CCP, whether it's pandemic-related or not. You think they actually tell us how much gold they're buying? You think they actually tell us how their different industries are performing, how their taxes are, what their population data is? Do you think the data that we get from the CCP is accurate whatsoever? You're going to use that as a source to cite for the argument you're trying to make against right-wing extremism or anybody that's anti-CCP or anti these policies of globalism? It's no surprise. It's the most challenging thing for me is to differentiate between those who tell the lies and those who believe the lies. It's so easy to hate those who believe the lies, but it's not their fault. The hard part is determining whether or not somebody is a liar or just someone who bought it, who fell for the con, who is a victim of the lies. But what's bizarre to me as I think about this is the extent to which this political climate has succeeded in alienating Americans from one another. And maybe some of the callers will have experiences like this. I would be interested to hear from some of the callers. How many of you have lost relationships with friends and family, some relationships going back years or even decades, because of your political persuasion, because you're an Alex Jones listener, because you're an info warrior, because you shared the wrong link to the wrong video at the wrong time? How many of you have heard from friends and family that they no longer want to speak to you because they think you've gone off the deep end? I bet it's a number of you, if not even all of you, perhaps, have. I know that I've had this experience. And I think that's the difference between the right and the left in this country, between those who are open-minded and those who are closed-minded in this country, is the audacity to eradicate someone from your life because of their political persuasion is something that we see disproportionately represented from the left. They are so certain of their self-righteousness. They are so certain of their divinely inspired information and knowledge given to them by the God that is the state, that they're willing to eliminate anyone that isn't a part of their cult or their religion, basically calling us infidels. Friends that go back decades, friends that we've had amazing experiences with, hard times, good times, confided in, just done with you, because you've gone off the deep end. You're so evil now because of what you believe that we're not going to talk to you anymore. This is what we see from the left disproportionately than from the right. And the studies are in too, folks. There was a time in this country where parents were more disposed to be antagonistic toward a marriage between their sons and daughters and people of a different religious persuasion. It used to be more important to people that their children marry someone of the same religion than the same political persuasion. But now that as a country we've become a-religious, without religion, less religious, the studies are in that parents would actually prefer that their children marry someone of the same political persuasion and a different religious persuasion than of the same religious persuasion and a different political persuasion. This is how politically divided our country has become. And I understand, frankly, I don't want my kids marrying any leftists. But I don't want my kids marrying anybody who isn't Christian either, because I think that the truth and these ideals that we believe on the right, for lack of a better spectrum or place to put us, because we're not really either right or left, we transcend the spectrum, I think. I think these ideals, both political and religious, are intimately intertwined. So I'd like to see my children marry someone Christian and not of the left. But the left has divided this country so much that not only have they eliminated marriage itself as a staple or an ideal altogether, to the point where they don't even care about it, they don't want you to get married at all, they don't want you to have kids at all, not only have they eliminated that ideal, but if you do decide to get married, just make sure you don't do it with somebody who's also a Republican. Make sure you marry a lefty if you're going to get married at all. So they eliminate the nuclear family as an ideal, and then they want to ensure that those who do insist upon getting married because they happen to fall in love or for whatever reason, be not of the right. Which is fine with me because I don't want to marry any lefty anyway. But sickening that our political class has gotten so entrenched, so saturating of our culture and mindset and ideals and perspectives and lives itself, that we are determining our marriages and our families off of the political persuasions of who's lying to who. We know both the right and the left lie incessantly to us. People think that InfoWars is a right-wing extremist or right-wing conspiracy theory network, when this whole network was founded on the lie that was 9/11, on the lie that were these wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It was an anti-Bush network. And still, even in retrospect, when we go back and talk about George W. Bush, it's not with any love in our hearts or affection for any of his policies. But somehow we're just right wing. This is a network with no loyalty to any political party. It's a loyalty to a political persuasion. It's a loyalty to an ideal of truth. So wherever the truth is, there we seek it, there we embrace it, and there we broadcast it, regardless of whether it's right-wing or left-wing, regardless of what race it's associated with. Doesn't matter. Just the truth. Alex Jones famously told Harrison Smith, and Harrison started hosting here, I don't care what you say, just tell the truth. And that has been the policy that I've seen. I've never been told what to say or what not to say here at this network. I don't think anyone has either. I haven't spoken to him about it. But we're just supposed to tell the truth. And that's why they hate us so much. That's why they try to take us off the air incessantly. That's why they try to shut us down incessantly. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. I do see that the board is lit up with calls. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. We're about ready to go to a break here in 45 seconds. As soon as this break is over, we will be going to the calls for 30 minutes straight. In the meantime, make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com and check out TurboForce Plus. This is an outstanding, amazing product. It will change your mindset within just 20 minutes of consumption. This is an instant, fast-acting formula for energy and focus that I live by. I never like to go on air without it, though it is hard to find around here since we sell out so much. They don't leave so much around for the crew. Make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check this out. This is an amazing product, a great way to be the best American that you can be while keeping InfoWars on the air. Check it out at InfoWarsStore.com right now and stick with us for calls on the other side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.